The Gemara even prints it.
Yeah.
Lumenkret probably has it too.
Sure.
Not to be outdone. I assume he has it. I think Rabbi Aina has it that back. Is it right or not? Well, we're not finished the sugya yet. We have to know. We have to pass it now for next Pesach. Do you have to ever the vacuum bag, clean a bag before Pesach or not?
No, I'm talking about that. I'm talking about something. I didn't think else. That I was going to force you to ask because it's all kind of about the Rabbi. The Gemara seems to imply here that the reason why you're cleaning the room is because when you sweep up the room, you'll be putting them together. So the Gemara says, but by an attic and the first floor, so you sweep each room separately and throw it into the garbage. That's good why. So I'm asking in modern times, where you take a vacuum cleaner and use it to the same attic and the same first floor,
or
the same port in the same house.
Very. You have to enter the vacuum bag. Clean a bag before Pesach or not?
No, I'm talking about that. I'm talking about something. I didn't think else. That I was going to force you to ask because it's all kind of about the Rabbi. The Gemara seems to imply here that the reason why you're cleaning the room is because when you sweep up the room, you'll be putting them together. So the Gemara says, but by an attic and the first floor, so you sweep each room separately and throw it into the garbage. That's good why. So I'm asking in modern times, where you take a vacuum cleaner and use it to the same attic and the same first floor,
or
the same port in the same house,
very good.
Maybe if it's public in a gazayas, you have to search and clean up everything.
If there'd be a kazayas in the whole house, including the attic, whatever, anywhere
we can,
all the carpeted surfaces, sir. All the carpeted surfaces.
Yeah.
See, I can't afford too many carpets.
You can do wood ones, though.
So you're the back of the wood?
Yeah.
Forgive my amaranthus. Forgive my amaranthus. When I grew up, we don't vacuum. We have a wood floor. I don't think we back in the woods. Sweet, we use a broom for wood floor.
Wood is scratchy.
We have linoleum. We also don't use the vacuum. This is being in the base, though.
Even the attachment, don't use the piece. But
you're
going to
see attached
to it.
I don't want to venture an opinion about these uncarpeted floors. But I will agree with what Yeshua suggested. Maybe you have to worry if all the carpeted floors will come and produce a kazayas, then they have a problem, perhaps. Yes?
So what did they sweep?
Broom.
A broom. Okay. It's probably jumping too far ahead. Yeshua says it's dirty a little bit.
Oh, very good. Jumping a little bit ahead. Mr. Brewer said if it's a little bit dirty, we can be making. That's why I want to come to your question later. Well, obviously, if it's in a vacuum, it's a little bit dirty.
He says, well, cool the element here, it's my focus every time. So it must be a difference. Here, where it's still on the floor, it may not even be dirty. It's a clean room.
Unbelievable.
It's very low, but in a vacuum,
they had an expression, you can eat off her floors. If you're like some compliment to the balabust, you can eat off her floors. In my house, it's done all the time. Things fall on the floor. Like, come to my house and see. You don't eat it on the floor. Eat off the floor means that it falls on the floor. You pick it up and put it in your mouth. That's what it means. Ugh. Well, I guess my children want to give a very great compliment to their mother. Oh, dear Shlomo? Yeah. Okay. So
they also had dirt floors in those days, so it was all muddy.
No,
so that's
different,
why,
that's a different story completely. We can't do that. This is Rashi sheet there, Abbas. This is Rashi sheet.
What about the fact that they use water?
I don't know. I'm not an expert in these things.
All right, that's okay.
Yeah. Basish. I'm still an old-fashioned house. Gentlemen, according to this, what's the halacha lemaisa? According to Rashi, what would you say? Just look at the Gemara if you see this Rashi. How would it come out? Shard-wise. How would it come out? It's no machlokas. Comes out with the chart is right. There's no dispute whatsoever. It doesn't resolve a machlokas. There's no machlokas to resolve. Yeah? Right. And what do they hold? They're more machmir. Right. So we pass the Rekom Shimon and Elazar and the two Brises, or not? Tanakama argued on both Brises, if you see this Rashi. Do we pass the Nakim or do we pass the Rekom Shimon and Elazar? It's very tricky because the Gemara says Beferish at one point. A Ain alach of Shimon Elazar. Two different girsos, two different ikadiyamis at the bottom. So it's still left a little bit unclear. Are the two brights to reconcile? But la alach of Yerash be passing like the two brights, like of Shimon Elazar the Kula, will be passing Chachamim the Chumah. We still don't know that. We're not sure. Rashi's not a Pesach, you know, officially. Rashi's just a Malamed, a Rebbe, a Mefarish. He doesn't go out and say how he paskin. There's no clue in Rashi that we saw. Okay? This sheet is Rashi. Any questions now? Avi, I know you're holding by the sugya. Any questions? So far, so good. Tysus. No Tosis. Tosis is so hard. Rabbeinu Hanano. Huh? You knew it, huh? Tosis is very hard. Rabbeinu Hanano. I asked this year Rabbeinu Hanano because Rabbeinu Hanano has a completely different understanding of the Maskara Segamara.
Yeah.
Rabbeinu Hanano, what does it say? Elaha Bahara Bishimin. Ha the Tanya Kazayas Bimakom Haasil Chazek Chotates Vaover Bimakom Lisha. Avopochos Mikazayas Lo. For the Tasha should be Bahad did Tanya Rashne. Kazayas Bimakom Haasil Chazek and a Chotz Vaover Shalom Bimakom Lisha. Bekosh can Pochos Mikazayas. What happened over here? What did Rabbeinu Hanano say? You find Rabbeinu Hanano? You saw Rabbeinu Hanano? You didn't find him. I'm finished. You didn't find him yet. On page 90. Remember, it was supposed to end in Omar Rav. If you look at the Mara Makaymas. So it started about seven lines above that. Okay? Hold the Tanya again. Kazayas. The Mokom Osa Lechazik Chotetz V'Over. It's b'makom lisha, aval pachos mikazayis lo. Ha, the tanya kazayis b'makom asal chazek eno chotetz v'eno over, which is more kal, is shalom b'makom lisha. The kosh kabbal v'zayis afilu b'makom sheno asal chazek eno over. What does the Rabbeinu Hanano say? What's he saying? According to Rashi, there were really a total of six boxes in the chart. There were eight, all right, but two are identical. One's version of Osli is the other versions of what? Of Einos. That's called Tefanas. Tefanas, Tanakam, Lishtakama calls Eino Osli, and the Lishtabasa calls Osli. There's really Tefanas, Shalayim, and Sotalion. That's the whole discussion. And the Lishtakama, Lishtabasa. Fine. According to Rabbeinu Hanano, as I understood it, the Gemara introduces the idea of Makom Lisha. What the Gemara means to say is that the Lishna Kama and Lishna Bas are talking about two cases. Lishna Kama is Eino Makom Lisha, and Lishna Basra is Makom Lisha. Did you understand it that way? No? I write my findings, my chart, I write on the board according to Rabbeinu Hanano. Right. have this is going to remain. Everything will remain. These titles will remain. Us the chazan and us the chazan. It's going to remain. But we have lishna kama. Lishna kama is what? Lishna kama is referring to a case of what? I'm writing big letters for a reason. Eino moko lisha. So you have what? Eino salachaze and eino moko lisha. And lishna basra. No, I understood the Rebbeinu Hanan. Let me just tell you what I think the outcome is. What is the outcome according to all this? Let's write it out first. Now you notice the similarity over here. Exactly the same configuration, right? This has 3 8 tzoros and 1 tzoros.
Same thing.
Exactly the same thing. What we've changed is 100 final changes. Right, we got rid of the fun of Shalayim and Safal Yonah, and he introduces across the board, put a double line over here according to this. This whole the conference talking about what? If I have it right, Ena Makal Lisha, and the Shabbat is talking about Makal Lisha. Yeah?
What does it mean to be Makal Lisha?
Good question. You see, Rashi couldn't have held this way. Why couldn't Rashi? Here's the difference, Menachem. Why couldn't Rashi have held this way? But how did Rashi understand the word lachazik? What does lachazik mean? Lachazik mayim. Some of these things are fantasy land according to Rashi. But how did Rabbi Nechanada learn lachazik? The simple pshat we called before. Lachazik esar reva. To keep the raven in one piece. So then your question is no question. Because your question is based upon Rashi's interpretation. Lachazik esar reva could be anywhere. And Eina Lachaz could also be anywhere. Think about it. Let's really read the Lashon of the Rebbeinu Hanan inside again. See if the chart corresponds to reality. Maybe I'm completely wrong. I don't know. Let's take a look. I've been wrong before, and I'm down. I'll be wrong again. Let's read the yes. Right! Whoever said Mokol as al-Chazak? Rashi kept talking that loud. Right. But this is Rashi, this is Rabbeinu Hanano. Rashi doesn't learn. See,
Rashi. The final R Mokol
as al-Chazak.
The point is Mokol.
Right. Exactly so. Because Rashi understood the Chazim is the hopstick to hold in the water with the dough. But his Rashi and the Chazim is to strengthen the Areva. Could be a hair there anywhere.
Physical, what's happening.
That's right, exactly. Let's look at Rabbeinu Hanan. It's very brief, but we'll see. Don't worry about it. Rabbeinu Hanan is explicated at great length by the Rabbeinu David and by the Ramban and by the. Don't worry about it. Don't trust my pshat, this little cryptic line. I want to show you this first, then we'll expand. What does it say over here? Yeah. Ha de Tanya Kazayis. B'makom ha'asui l'chazek chotzeis v'over. What's that? That's the Lishna Basra, correct? That's the Lashna which says Kazayas b'makom ha'asui l'chazek is chotzeis. That's only the Lishna Basra. Therefore, that Lishna Basra is talking about b'makom Lisha. Aval pogos mikazayas lo. That's exactly, that's Lishna Basra. Which is Lishna Kama, Shalom B'makom Lisha. The Koshkin Poros Mikazayas Shafil B'makom Shaino said the Chazek Eino. It's my favorite, like I said. It's exactly what I said. A strange, one little strange point in the Rav. The order was switched. Usually it says Kan V'Kan. Usually, Kan, the first Kan is Lishna Kama, second Kan is Lishna Bas. Here it's switched. But okay. That, I think I'm quite sure what Ben Hanan says. How do we paskin now? How do we paskin according to Ben Hanan? Doesn't say. Doesn't go into the pratim. Doesn't go into any details. But later on, he says. Later now. Whoa, hold on a second. Omer Avashi, right in the Rach, lo tema. The Shalom B'Mokom Lisha Achori Agana Kegon Seifo Shaloshin Bo El Asfas Agnehu Shalom B'Mokom Lisha Umi Dechazina Ravashi Deposhet Shinuya Dabaye Shmamino Dehilchasa Kavose. Apparently the halacha is like Abaye. What did Abaye say? Where's Abaye, no? Ha Vahar Rav Shimon Ben Elazar. So he paskins that way. La locha lemaisa. And like which lashon? Very nice, he paskins like that way. But which lashon? Hilchos Kavos like which lashon? Lishna Basra lechumra, you say? Huh? What do you say? Lishna Basra lechumra? But the Rach doesn't say. No? Because the next line of the Rach, Ami Mishmei the Rav Alokhya B'Shimim Ben Al-Kupas Or V'udetach Poneh Betit. What does that imply? That's the Chumra? That's the Chumra. Only Tach Poneh Betit. That's right. So I guess he probably passes the Chumra. Okay, but at least according to the Rach of the Machlokes, is a good old-fashioned Machlokes between the two brises. According to Rashi, it's Marvish Shalom Ba'olam. It's between the two brises, two Lashonos. Yes, it's also in the lurking in the shadows, and the opinion of Chachamim that disagrees with everything. It's more Machmir. But it's very likely we may not pass in that way according to Rashi, because after all, the two brises are both against it. Fine. So far, so good. Everyone has it straight so far? Yeah. We haven't got to the riff yet.
No.
We haven't seen the riff. Let's take a look at the riff. Leave out Tosfos. We'll come back to Tosfos. What? I'm stalling. What? What's the question? The Tulashon, the Machlokas Tulashon is, and Abai presents the Machlokas. We pass them like Abai. When we pass them, especially Abai, which way? No, what about the next line? They pass like Rav Shimon Ben Elazar, the Toch Poneo, who the Toch Poneo Betit? Right? What? What? Right, he says the same thing in Tolkien de Dibur. That's strange. I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. I don't understand exactly. Why must we speculate so much? Let's see what the Rishonim say. Our Rishonim Kabbalachim. Before we get to ourselves, we are Mamish. little, I don't know what we call ourselves. We're midgets. Let's see what the giants had to say. Let's turn to the rib. See what the rib said. Make sure you write this chart down because they're going to erase it for tomorrow, I'm afraid. So, the Rif says almost nothing. Im lav batal b'miyuto. Less than kazayis batal b'miyuto. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel lo shana la b'mokam asa l'chazek. Av b'mokam shein asa l'chazek chayav levar. Michlal de kazayis afila b'mokam asa l'chazek chayav levar. Finished. He passes the chumra like lishna v'asra, right? And that's all. No chachmas, nothing. What about this whole story? Makom lisha, makom lip, garnished. The Rif is oblivious to everything. The Rif passes the chumra. Sami kilta mikami chamirta. What the Rif did really, la halacha, is he just took. What the Rif did? The Rif took. Okay, this is the Rif. He took this whole thing. He's oblivious to these niceties over here. He's oblivious to the niceties of over here. Forget Malcolm Elisha. Forget the finest sulfur shalayim. Garnished. He's oblivious to everything. The reinish that come. Let it be a machloikas. We pass on the chum at the end. That's what Rif said. That's a fact that Rif said. So of course it's going to be a whole vayitzaku. What did Rif do? Why he left this out? He left that out? So why? Rif is so the kitzer. What was he driving at? The posh shot the Rif. Makes no difference where it is. So what do I mean? L'chazek. L'chazek means not like Rashi, the half of mine. No. L'chazek is like the Rachla. L'chazek is our Reva. But where it is, on top, bottom, and middle, it's completely extraneous. It's irrelevant, of course. Only Rashi can possibly hold that Shiva. And this story of the Makom Lisha, which the Gemara Abaye had put that in order to be Marav Shalom Olam. Don't be Marav Shalom, the Rif says. Be Marav Machlekes, be strong. Let it be a machloek, it's a pass of the chumra. The Rif anticipated today's wave. Pass of the chumra, that's all. No difference if it's mokal nisha, not garnish. And you know what's pass like the Rif? The Rambam. You know what's pass like the Rambam? The Shulchan Aruch. Finish, no distinctions. That's it. That's the Rif. So of course this is going to trigger a little bit of a discussion. Rif, why did you do this over here? So the Balamor says, Balamor of course the first one to jump on the Rif, and this is always a tradition. Says the Balamor, Pasuk Rif. See, I don't have the Rif. I want to put the Rif on the board. What do I do over here? Let's put this. I have this box. This is the Rif box. The Rif's box. It goes like this. Draw another line, make it more.
Yeah,
colored
chalk.
That's right. Colored chalk. Okay. That's the Rif. Says the Balamor. Pasak a Rif zal kalishna basra. Kirav Yehuda mashmuel. V'samach harafuna diyomar sami kilta mikami chamirta. That's it. Umida asikna b'gemara. She'ein alochka b'shimen ben alaza b'kupa sa'or. Lo rotsa lismoch al Rav Yosef tam batanoi shaklas mi alma. Velo al abaye du kim na hava karab shim ben alozer. He didn't want to rely on these niceties. Garnished, finished. Go to chumra. Says the Balamor, with all due respect. Vili nira lismoch al da abaye. Dihi ad